Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Site allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You can go to freetalklive.com, create your own account. And then if you find something you think is pretty neat on the Internet, you can just take that link and submit it to our website. And if it's already in our database, it'll pop up and let you know, oh, it's already here. You can just vote on it. But if it's not there, it goes into our database and then shows up for our other listeners to cast their vote on what you submitted. And they can vote it up or down, and then the system looks at all the different totals of everything that's on the site and determines which is the most popular and puts it there at the very front and top page of our website. So head on over to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And, this, of course, the stuff that makes it to the top in the front of our website means we're more likely to see it and more likely to talk about it.
It's kind of like being able to vote on what we're going to talk about on the air.
Kind of, yeah. Except without any sort of guarantees. Because I don't want to be tied to saying, well, we'll guarantee we'll talk about the first thing, top thing on our website every single day because... Well, that could mean people would start gaming the system to say, well, okay, if we just get our article to the top, then they'll talk about it. So I don't want that. And it is the show is about your phone calls. If we open up the show and people are just calling in the whole time, we'll never get to something from our website.
Sure.
So if you want something to be discussed, the best way to do it is to call in 800-259-9231. But the website's a great tool because even if what you want to be discussed doesn't make it on the air, you still get it in front of other listeners who can see it and vote on it and read it and comment on it and stuff like that. So I want to go to the email box. I had an email come in over the weekend. By somebody who is a financial supporter of the show who is no longer a financial supporter of the show. Someone who has withdrawn his Free Talk Live Ampage, the amplifier program, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way that we allow our listeners to help us get more Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. And I think it works pretty darn well. I mean, we get a few thousand bucks in per month from a few hundred listeners, and we take that and we reinvest it into the show. However, at some point, Some people are ready to kind of move on from Free Talk Live. Not everybody can stay with this show forever because, well, people's tastes change, interests change.
Yeah, sure. Think about your radio listening habits over the years. Yeah. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh all the time. Now I rarely catch it. I used to listen to Glenn Beck all the time. Now I rarely catch it.
Some people will listen for a while, and they'll tune out. They'll listen to something else, and they'll come back and listen for a while.
Take a break, do something different.
Yeah. Right. So you don't know what everybody's going to do, and everybody's got to do whatever's right for them. And this is what Jason has to say. Guys, I'm sorry to do this, but I'd like to cancel my AMP subscription. I've been listening to Free Talk Live less and less and to Free Domain Radio more and more. I'm finding much more value in Stefan Molyneux's philosophy, and now that I'm more familiar with the freedom philosophy, FTL's approach to many issues has become frustrating for me. I understand I really cannot blame you or Mark directly for your choice of subject matter or approach to callers' topics, especially since I haven't found the time to call in myself and address the issues. However, I also recognize as a popular radio show your approach must necessarily be different to attract audiences, and so I cannot fault you for the medium you work in. If I tried to call in and raise these points, it would quickly become tedious and less interesting for your average listener. Well, that's what he thinks. I chose to read this on the air because I want to get into some of the meat of what... Because he's critiquing us, saying that our approach has become frustrating for him. So what is frustrating about our approach? What specifically? That's what he gets into here. A quick example, he says, though I won't belabor the point. About a month ago, you addressed the question of racism in a free society. This was during the whole Rand Paul thing. Wouldn't there be pockets of ultra-racist society? Wouldn't that flourish? And you answered logically, of course. But you would have a chance to remove your participation from those markets, from those communities. You would simply shun and avoid them. Let the racists be racists. They'll probably have to amend their ways in order to be successful.
And I think that's I think that's largely true. I was the other day
at because that's what we allegedly said
at the optometrist's office. I don't know whichever one is the more doctory sorts optometrist. I don't know the difference between ophthalmologist and optometrist.
Oh yeah, I don't either.
But I was at one of their offices, and I'm sure they had both of them on staff. And I was just thinking about, you know, what's it take to keep an office running, and what kind of margins do businesses make? And if you look at the amount of money that a business takes in versus the guy in charge or the guys in charge, what they take home,
yeah.
You know, the fact is they might be taking home 5% of the gross totals that they make, tops, tops. And if you were to cut down the amount of business, say you, we're not serving black people, and black people are 18% of the population nationwide. Obviously, that differs geographic areas or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you're just cutting out 18% of the population. We're not going to do business with them. And that's sort of the suggestion that we were talking about. You know, that would be sort of here in Arizona, and the Rand Paul slip-up thing about the Civil Rights Act of 1964 or whatever. Then you're cutting out a certain segment of the population. How are you going to compete against the ophthalmologist office or optometrist office across the way that says, we'll take anyone?
Well, right. Also, you're going to lose people like me who will hear that news and say, well, I'm never going to so-and-so racist ophthalmologist ever again.
On top of that, you will if you hear that news, and then you have to be sure to check it and be very plugged in. But at the very least, and chances are good if you're excluding black people, you're excluding Mexicans, and because you're a bigot across the board.
Yeah.
So how much of – I don't know what the percentages are of just minorities, ethnic minorities in the United States. I don't know how you're going to find out the golden blacks and all the other – the Jewish people. People out there, if you're going to just sort of pick people's names. Gardner, your last name's Goldstein, but you're not Jewish.
Goldsmith, excuse me.
So you're not Jewish, and it's, so it's impossible to tell these things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how you can run a business by cutting out ethnic portions of population.
Well, I know you want to get right back to the letter. I just want to mention that I had the opportunity to have a great conversation with a guy who had posted something on YouTube about this. His name's Jerry McClellan. And I just emailed Jerry through YouTube and asked him some questions. And one of the questions on which I concentrated, and I'll talk about this later if we have any time, is I think the inevitable question of, yeah, sure, you can say that markets will out, but I think you need to address questions of what if someone were in a very highly racist population area.
That's where we're coming to next
exactly.
year.
Exactly. So I'm going to pull back a little bit, but we got to address that in our podcast.
So he says, great so far. Then, when asked about withdrawing your economic support from Arizona in reaction to their recent anti-immigration laws, as some have suggested, your answer was somewhere along these lines. Well, you can't really blame the businessmen down there for Arizona's legislative action, since we don't live in a free society yet. Therefore, shunning the entire state of Arizona would be hurting potentially virtuous businesses that don't have a choice in the matter. He says that was our answer. I think he's fairly accurate in saying that. Because I'm not willing to punish a business for their physical geographic location and for the criminal gang that rules over that geographic location. It's not their fault. I have trouble reconciling, so here's his issue. I have trouble reconciling these two approaches. Either people should be voting with their feet and their money, or they shouldn't. In a free society where a racist town naturally arose, there is the possibility that several stores on Main Street will be run by old folks who don't have the means to change their business or move away from that market. One could make your same argument. Wouldn't it be wrong to put old Grandpa Bill out of business when he is ignorant slash incapable of changing his situation because his town has become overrun by Nazis? When voting with one's money and feet, one cannot worry about those being affected who are ignorant of their situation. Their ignorance is not your responsibility. Acting morally is your only concern, and allowing your money to support an economy that doesn't allow people to be free is by definition morally troublesome. Given your approach to these issues, I shouldn't try to influence anyone with my money and business until we live in a purely free society. This logic doesn't hold water to me. We need to start living free now to spur the evolution of consciousness. He says, perhaps I'm confused with an issue like this, but I find more and more that Mark and your arguments turn all too often to the argument from effect and not from consistent moral choices. So basically he's saying that he's more moral because he would boycott all of the businesses within the political designation known as Arizona because of what some people in politics, in government, have decided to do. And I think there's some serious fault in what he's saying.
What he does is he tries to draw an analogy to if you are arguing in favor of the free society where people can congregate through their own free will and form their own social relationships, somewhere down the line there might occur a situation where the majority of those people in that small community might act in a particular way where there's a tiny minority that would be put at harm in harm's way if you no longer wanted to associate with those people.
Let's come back and get into the details here, because I think there's some serious flaws in what he's saying. We'll come back, 800-259-9231, dig in a bit, and take your phone calls about what you want as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you all the features there, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including our archives. If you've missed a moment, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. And if you click to the podcast, you can go all the way back to 2009. Free at freetalklive.com.
And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want to create a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. You can create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. Use code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up today at HostGator.com to get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, so we got an email here from a listener, Jason, who is saying, sayonara, Free Talk Live. He's appreciated where he's come from. He appreciates that Free Talk Live helped him get to where he is, and he's moving on. He's moving on to take his money, his AMP money from the show and give it to another show, Stefan Molyneux, who I've got a lot of respect for the guy. I put him on the Liberty Radio Network because I like his stuff. I think he's a brilliant man. I think Stefan Molyneux is probably one of the most preeminent, prominent thinkers in the Liberty movement today. He'll, in fact, be, I think, giving the opening speech at the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up this in a couple of weeks here that we've been talking so much about. And it's a more of an intellectual show, clearly. I mean, he's a brilliant guy. He's a philosopher, and his show is about philosophy and ideas and things like that. And Free Talk Live is a more mainstream radio show. So Stefan Molyneux is likely, you know, not going to get his show on mainstream radio stations anytime soon. But there's a certain audience that's attracted to a more cerebral kind of discussion. And Gard, you're one of those guys. I consider you in the, you know, the realm of the Stefan Molyneux as far as your intellect. I mean, you're a brilliant man.
Thanks, man.
You raise the intellectual quotient on the show significantly when you're here. And
even during commercial breaks when I'm doing Barry Hurwitz.
So, yeah, we won't tell any of your
fans.
We can't
talk about that now.
Yeah.
So
just look him up.
So he's giving us his reasons, why it is that FTL doesn't feel right to him anymore, that he gets more from this other show than he does for Free Talk Live. And so I want to get into his reasons here because I think there's a flaw with at least one flaw, maybe more, with what he's talking about. He's talking about this proposal that some people have made that Arizona businesses be boycotted because of the decisions that the political class made about passing this identification bill. This has been the proposal that has been put on the table, right. and I oppose that.
And just as an aside, we mentioned in the last production, last week, when we have a supposed representative government, you run into these problems. That's why terrorists will kill civilians, because Americans supposedly are the ones who are represented by their own government. And so in Arizona, well, it's the Arizona government, so... Why not go? Why not, not go down there because it's the people who put that government in place?
Well, why not bomb Iran because Iran's, political process, their organization that runs the place wants to build these nuclear weapons and the organization called the United States of America.
Well, I don't think this guy would advocate bombing anything.
No, I'm sure he wouldn't, but it's the same thought process, right?
Well, let me look really into what he's saying without going off into a different direction like that. What he's pointing out here is that, okay, well, he comes up with this kind of theoretical situation where, all right, so you've got all these people that have left, these liberty-minded people that have left, but there's some old people that are still there for whatever reason. They're running their own business, but they can't afford to leave.
This is within the private social sphere paradigm that we often promote.
Well, okay, it's in a different kind of world where people, not that much different, though, from today, where people have just left Arizona. The people that love freedom have left Arizona, except for some old people that still are on Main Street, and so they're surrounded by a bunch of bigots running businesses there that won't serve Mexicans, that kind of thing. But these good old folks, they're still there. They still want to, serve whoever it is that they want to.
Well, maybe that's the scenario that he's come up with, but, I mean, he was addressing the scenario today. Should we boycott Arizona today, all products from and people and services from Arizona today. Is that not so?
Well, what he's using it to explain his viewpoint, and he says that when voting with one's money and feet, one can't worry about those being affected who are ignorant of their situation. Their ignorance is not your responsibility. Acting morally is your only concern, and allowing your money to support an economy, meaning spending money at the old person's store because they still love freedom, or maybe they're just ignorant, or whatever, would somehow benefit the entire economy of Arizona because, well, the taxes are going to be paid, and so that money's going to go to the government people, or it's somehow going to end up in the pockets of the bigots, is immoral, is what he's saying. And so to that I would say that the most obvious flaw is that, well, if that's the case, then you shouldn't be spending your money anywhere where it could be taken by people who would do immoral things with it, right? Because whether it's the next-door business owner who comes to the grand, the old person's store and buys a cup of, gets a cup of coffee and, or somehow gets money from, the old people come to him and they do business with, let's say, a vendor to the old people as a racist. They're just in this town. They're just trying to do the best they can, but they've got to buy from racist vendors, right? Because they're in a town full of racists. And so you, this guy's saying, well, I wouldn't spend money with them because they've got racist vendors, and so therefore I'm just going to not spend any money with those folks. Screw them. It's their fault for living there. That's what he's saying. He's saying that's the moral thing to do. Well, if it's immoral to support a business who is in some way served by other people who have a different morality set than you do, then wouldn't it also be the same situation to basically say, well, I'm no longer going to spend money with any businesses because there's some criminal gang that comes in and takes money from them and uses it to kill people around the world? That's what the government does. So why is it any different? Why is it any different spending money with your next door business, the business next door that's giving money to the government, as opposed to spending money with old mom and pop down in Arizona that happen to have racists as their customers or racists as their vendors? Right. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't know
absolutely.
If I made it clear.
It all becomes diffused after a while, and the money is spread around, and you can't stop the flow of this currency one way or the other because the exchanges are going to happen. And you really, it's virtually impossible to stop these things.
How about this one? How about, like, if you had a way to do business with somebody in Cuba, let's say that you've got a connection to where you can get some Cuban cigars, but Cuba is lorded over by these sick power-mongering freaks who, when they get the opportunity, if they come across some of the money this person selling you the cigars has sold you, you know, that they've got in their possession, they're going to take it. That money's going to go to the Castro's regime. Right, it's going to go to the bad guys. Some of that money's going to end up going to some bad guys. Does that mean you shouldn't do business with anyone in Cuba?
No, I think you should do business with people in Cuba so that they can get a little taste of what it's like to have some money so that they might like the idea of free exchange.
But he's saying that's immoral, Mark. He's saying it's immoral for you to do business with anybody that might be doing business in an area where people are doing naughty things that you disagree with.
I just ignored the email. I read a portion of it, and I realized that it was going off on some tangent that I didn't care about. If the guy says he wants to support some other radio show, especially one that I like, I'm in support of that, and that's just kind of my
feeling. I'm not saying I don't support what he's doing. I mean, it's fine.
Example of the issue that becomes very interesting to sort of extrapolate and try to figure out, well, is his argument in this particular instance in the email, is it valid?
Right.
Is it not valid?
I don't think it's valid at all, because what he's saying is I am making an immoral choice by continuing to do business with somebody who's in a political designation known as Arizona because of what some politicians have decided.
Right.
I don't see how that's any more or less immoral than doing business with anybody anywhere else where there are politicians who decide things that I dislike. I've got business to attend to. I don't have to be, I don't want to concern myself too much with who's robbing money or who's doing business on the other side with that businessman. I'm concerned with the businessman I'm dealing with, and I can't concern myself beyond that much further. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2444. Or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and features there include listening options, our news updates. You can get kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live when you get on our news list. And there are different ways to do it. You can either sign up for our emailed updates. You can join our Facebook profile. You can also follow us on Twitter. So whichever way is best for you, or all three of them if you want. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com.
And there's a product that I use to lose weight, and it's called Lumethin Plus, and it's been working for me, and I think it may very well work for you. It won't give you those freaked out jitters that you get from all the stimulants out there, and it's priced so that you can spend less than a dollar a day to lose the weight you've been trying to get rid of. You don't have to do the gym thing. You don't have to do the dieting thing, because for me those things weren't working. LumethinPlus.com. It is it's a great product, working for me. LumethinPlus.com.
All right. So we're talking about the issue of morality here, and Jason has emailed in explaining why he just doesn't feel comfortable listening to Free Talk Live anymore. It's just he appreciates the show, and he points out that we brought him to the ideas of liberty, and he really has appreciation for Free Talk Live, but just doesn't feel like he connects with our viewpoint anymore. And he talks about how he thinks Stefan Molyneux, he says, I would encourage you strongly to study Stefan more closely. He is, as far as I can tell, the standard bearer of truth and morality for individuals concerned with freedom. I think it's statements like that that make people wonder if Stefan Molyneux is running a cult. And we've asked Stefan about this on the air, and he's a nice guy, and he handles it really well. But a statement like that, like if somebody ever said something like that about me, I would be just scared
and
by that.
And Stefan doesn't like it either.
Right.
And I mean, I think he does a great podcast, but it – There's a cult of personality aspect to it. When people say that, and they've said it to me more than one time, that somehow I need to study this man's philosophies and go after what he's going after more so. You know, look, you like him. That's great.
Yeah.
I got it. But if you can't make the argument, then please don't send me to somebody else who can. It's the same thing as, oh, read this book. I'm not going to read that book, man.
And I
no, there are a billion books out there, and I'm not reading the one you suggested.
Sometimes, and the few times we've had discussions about what Stefan Molyneux says, we always hear it through the grapevine, right?
Same with Alex Jones, right?
Well, the one time we talked to Stefan more than once, but recently, once when we spoke with him, I asked him about, well, people have been saying this about what you've said. Is that true? And it wasn't really interpreted. Whatever he was saying wasn't being interpreted right. So maybe he's not interpreting what he would say. But I do know that Stefan is the kind of guy who, at least my understanding of him and some of the things that I've heard him say, and please, you guys that are Free Domain Radio addicts, call in and correct me if I'm wrong about this. But I always got the impression that Stefan was more than happy to, you know, cut off somebody who he considered to be, you know, morally reprehensible. Even if it's a family member, right? Like, he doesn't have that attachment to family. If family is bad, I would think Stefan would say, just cut him off. You know, you've got to focus on the people that you care about. You've got to focus on the people that have a similar belief system. You've got to do the moral thing. And I'm all for morality. I just don't see this as being a moral issue because, The emailer here, Jason, is talking about all of this difficulty that one would have to go through to cut off any involvement with anybody who might do business in an area in which there are undesirable elements that are interacting with that business. So if you're going to cut off Arizonan businesses because they happen to live in an arbitrary political designation where they're being robbed by a gang that has set up a different set of rules than you might otherwise have in your political designation, okay, does that mean you will no longer do business with all of the people who live in New Mexico but run their businesses in Arizona?
Yeah, you know, we were talking...
Or the reverse. What about if they live in New Mexico, or excuse me, yeah, live in Arizona and run their business in New Mexico? Can you do business with them, or is that off limits because they're going to take some money back and spend it on Arizona property taxes?
We were discussing off the air how there comes a point where you reach a limit in being able to control the various vectors out of which your money will then be respent when you deal with a business person. And I said, you know, you could buy a soda from a soda vending machine that is run by a guy who buys kiddie porn, and you don't know it. And
how would you?
You don't. Yeah. So there's just some things.
So these secondary
and
tertiary sort of financial exchanges,
you don't know.
They're impossible to control.
Exactly. And I think a little bit later on in that email when we were going through a little bit this during the commercial break, is he poses a question about the private society, where he says that if there were a mom and pop store that were in a private free market town that had become overrun with Nazis.
Mm-hmm. But they couldn't leave for some reason.
Yes, but they couldn't leave for some reason because they were too old or too ignorant or they couldn't get out of there. How would you feel about doing business with those people? And I wouldn't have a problem doing business with
those
people.
Wouldn't bother me at all. What I'm concerned with is how they run their business.
Right.
And the product that they're offering. If their product is a better product at a better price than what I can get locally by my freedom-loving friends who happen to be surrounded by freedom-loving people in their freedom society, I'm still going to go with a better product at the better price run by a business that is, I think, run morally.
Now let's say you had conversations with these people.
I'm not going to do that.
Let's say you had conversations.
You're going to pay more?
Yes. I pay more all the time. I pay more for milk because I believe it is morally produced than milk that I get in the store.
If I can get a better product for less, I'm going to get the better product for less.
That's fine, dude. Lots of people make decisions for lots of different reasons.
Am I immoral for doing that?
Well, you look at these arguments.
No,
about
you're
Chinese.
A cheapskate. You're a skinflint.
It's not being a cheapskate. It's giving my my customers the best possible price.
I believe you should vote with your dollars when you're dealing with something. But I don't think you're a bad person for choosing to do it because I don't think you can
control
this.
If I can get a better deal halfway across the world, that's what I'm going to do.
But
I don't care if
they're
close.
But of course,
the dealer's close.
You would make choices, for example, if you knew that a product had been made by slave labor.
Right. Wait, well, hold on. That's the point that I'm trying to make here. You would buy something made by slave labor?
No, sir. I was telling you it has to be a company that's running.
But that's the point as the reason why I buy the milk that I buy. I buy milk that's made by grass-fed cows that get to go out in the pasture and eat their grass and stuff like that, mm-hmm. as opposed to cows that are kept in little stalls.
Is that why you do it? I thought you did it because you like the taste better.
Well, I do it for a variety of reasons. I think the reason we started it is because raw milk is better for the baby when we made formula, and then we started drinking it, and it's fine, and I looked into all kinds of reasons, and that's one of the reasons that I like mm-hmm. about it.
So it was actually best for the baby. It was your motivating factor.
But you guys, you guys have a lot of different factors that you do weigh. Let's say,
sure.
price and morality and all these different types of things. What I'm saying here is if in his example, in his email, this particular person says that there are a couple mom-and-pop stores in this free market town that has become overrun with Nazis and in our paradigm would be shunned by people like us, would we still do business with those people? There are a number of other options that appear. For example, if, for example, those people would like to move out, but they just can't, and we know that by continuing to associate with them, we're providing them the opportunity to continue to do business with these Nazi people or whatever, and they're helping the Nazi people get products that they want, the best pizza around or whatever, and we happen to love this pizza, well, maybe we might actually try to help them move out. Or that sort of thing. There are other options that appear.
But then we get to the next moral question,
yes.
right? So, no. Remember, we're in this ludicrous scenario because, well, that's where we have to be in order to discuss an issue like this. The ludicrous scenario that somehow older people who would be running a business in a town that was overrun by Nazis wouldn't be able to afford the bus ticket to leave. I think that's pretty ludicrous. But let's go ahead and play in the scenario. So you've got this old couple on a main street, and they're in a whole town full of Nazis and racists and bigots. Why are you going to get them out of there unless you're going to hire a moving company that's run by Nazis and bigots? So, I mean, would it be immoral for you to give the moving company $1,000 so they can move this, nice old couple out of the racist town to come to the free society?
And
would that be immoral?
Equating it to the Arizona situation is just not appropriate, I think.
It seems like it'd be plenty immoral. It'd be the last $1,000 ever spent on those Nazis in that one town. I'd be happy to do something like that. If we were in such a ludicrous scenario in the first place. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at KidEssentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian
and Garth
and Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features there for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, be an amplifier for AMP for $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take that money, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, forum, and more. The podcast as well, AMP-only podcast. Go and get the details. Get signed up. Any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options available. amp.freetalklive.com. To John in Texas. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hey, guys. How
hey,
are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Gulf of Mexico. I know this kind of may be taking a 180-degree departure from where the conversation was.
Oh, no worries. Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm about 175 miles as the crow flies from the Texas Gulf Coast.
All right.
Anyway... And, of course, this issue is very much on the forefront of my mind. And I recently saw some videos on YouTube that really brought home some things. One was a news anchor from a local New Orleans TV station who was in Grand Isle State Park on the beach. He was approaching a group of the cleanup crew when he was stopped by two guys with Talon, T-A-L-O-N, Talon security, and told that he could not proceed any further down the beach or talk to these people or talk to the workers or anything like that. And the Talon security refused to say who they were being employed by.
Okay.
And a sheriff's deputy pulled up, and he went, finally the anchor, the reporter, was allowed to go talk to these people, to these cleanup crew. And, of course, the security guys were right there going, you don't have to say anything, just tell them you don't want to be interviewed. And to the man, in unison, they all said they don't want to be interviewed and put their head down. and the news anchor walked off. And this is dovetailing to reports that are coming out of the Grand Isle area that people are scared to talk. They have been threatened by authorities not to speak.
So now, is this video footage you're referring to?
Yes. This is actual newscast. The video footage I'm referring to right now is an actual television station broadcast that was put up on YouTube.
I should see if you can link over to that over at the Free Talk Live website.
That'd I'm very interested
to see.
I'm very interested to
see. I've heard about this, though.
We heard something about it last week, and it sounded really questionable because the only guy that was saying anything about it was a UFO investigator. But now there's actually video footage.
This is footage. This is, you know, the guy from the television station.
So how does one find this footage? Where does one go to?
I found it on a site of a YouTube channel called Show Me Babies, SHOWMEBBY.
BBY, Show Me BBY. All right.
Right.
They can't. Okay, you might be misspelling it. SHOWMEBBY. It's not finding that.
Well, that's the subscriber, and then it's under his videos.
Is it Show Me Baby, BABY?
No. It's like BBY.
Yeah, I can't. It's not there, man.
Well, it's WZ.
Tell you what, how about this? Post it over to, if you've got a link
to it. Yeah, I just post it. It's a real thing. I can post it.
Post it over the Free Talk Live BBS, or better yet, post it on the front page of our website. That's probably the best idea. Go to freetalklive.com.
Now, guys, there's also another video, and this was from AP. Okay, and it was of divers diving on in the Gulf in the affected area along the rigs. And these divers are scientific divers, and they've been checking the ecosystems on these rigs, you know, for a number of years. And what was very telling and very disturbing about the video here was it showed in the first 30 feet of water that there's like virtually no life whatsoever. And about 80% of your marine life thrives in the first 30 feet of water because of the sunlight and everything.
Okay, I think I found the video you're talking about. PB Oil equals British Invasion and Talon Security, uploaded by the Show Me BBY.
There was the word
"the" in front of it that I was not aware of. So I'll take a look at that when I get a chance here off the air and see what they say. But basically, what are you suggesting is going on here? What do you think's happening?
I think we have a very, very serious situation. I don't think anyone questions that. My problem is we are not being given the factual information by BP and the federal government, local government, maybe in some cases, to make educated decisions on what needs to be done and what people need to do.
That's probably a true statement. I would say that's probably true.
My fear is the gases that are being released from this oil as it comes on shore and the volume that it is coming on shore is going to create serious health problems for major segments of the population. And we're not being given the facts and the information to allow people to make decisions, make preparations, to do what they need to do to protect themselves.
John, I appreciate your call, and I thank you for giving us a heads up. We'll take a look at that information. Again, thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. It's probably true that with the way the BP was in bed with the government, it's probably pretty true that they're not giving you the full story.
Here are a couple things that are going down. One thing is we know that the numbers that they're feeding us regarding how much oil is coming out, who's controlling that information? You have BP, the corporation, that is allowed in there by the federal government, is rented that land by the federal government, is forced out there because of course, the environmental lobby pushing them that far out.
Rented the land by managers that don't give a damn about it.
Exactly. The government. And the government comes out with their numbers. Neither of them has an incentive to be honest about how much they're losing.
Sure.
In fact, they've got disincentives for that. And so that's one thing. So we know that, that's a complete mess. And they don't allow outside arbiters to come in.
Right.
This is not only this is another example of a story that I've heard before where
anybody's trying to get in. So a third party wants to come in and investigate and check their claims and say,
right,
well, that's nonsense. They're not allowed to. They're being kept away by these private security agents, allegedly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, if you had a private paradigm, obviously, it would be completely different. In order to be able to go out and do the work, you wouldn't be thinking about the various states that would be involved and all these things. You'd be thinking about private property interests and businesses on the coastline and other interests that wanted to use the water for their own purposes, and it would have to be worked out through an insurance paradigm and private market interests serving the customers and the private property owners in the area, and there would be addressability. There would be a much greater safety factor. Not saying that you would be able to solve all the problems and cut all the risks.
Yeah, I guarantee you wouldn't be able to solve all the
absolutely
problems.
Absolutely, but you're damn well right sure that you'd be getting at least some sort of addressability, because you know that 90% of the people who are involved with all this stuff are not going to lose their jobs or lose any money over any of this stuff.
90%+.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. So back to the discussion of morality briefly here as we wrap up the program. Our emailer, Jason, says, "You guys are awesome and responsible for converting me to freedom in the first place. Initially, this was because I recognized your allegiance to consistency and morality. Now that I've become more attuned to the philosophy, it seems you've lately only remained consistent when it comes to physical violence and aggression, the military, the police state. On grayer issues, you tend to avoid the really tricky moral conversations and fall back into arguments from effect or your own personal opinions. Logical contradictions have been popping up more." And he uses the example of what we discussed earlier.
Right. Well, he has one example.
Contradiction.
And I feel that his one example isn't very good.
No.
However, if
that's the best he's got, then...
Yeah, you know, if that's what's, you know, sticking in his craw, then, you know, he needs to listen in other places, and that's fine. You know, wherever you get the message of liberty, fine with me.
Oh, absolutely. I just don't think it's immoral to support people that are surrounded by others who I wouldn't otherwise support. I think that, you know, if they're acting morally, then they're okay by me.
I think that's
a moral answer.
It would be great to have more call-ins like that.
I agree with that.
Rather than, you know, pulling them out and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to get in there and chime in.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.